paragraph Dalid. V'alkein nivda habchor mi ben chodesh. And this is also why we do the pidyon haben only when the child is a month old. K'maisha kosuv. Ufiduyov mi ben chodesh tifta. Your redemption should be done from when the child is a month old. Ki ikar pidyon b'chor hu l'sakein pegam nefilas hayomim shel hazakenim she'enom koroi. Because as we explained earlier, the main reason for this, the reason for this mitzvah of pidyon b'chor is to correct those empty days, those days that have fallen into the sitra achra of these elders who are not living a proper old age. Shenistakein al yedei hapidyon mikoyhein, and these days are redeemed via the pidyon that we give to the kohen, shubchinas tzedaka lizkenim digdusha, which is an example of giving charity to the holy elders. V'azai mamshichin kedushas hazikne digdusha, and then we draw the holy old age, shehi hakdusha shel hatzadikim amitim, which is the holiness of the true tzadikim, zikenim digdusha, who are the holy elders. Shirak heim nikroim zakenim. They're the only ones who are worthy of this title, this honorable title, zokain or zakenim. The word zokain doesn't mean just an old person. It means a person who has a holy age, who has aged in holiness, in das. Bechinas zokain ze kono chachma. As the Gemara says, the word zokain is a combination of two words, ze kono. This person has acquired what? Chachma. Ki hem oisifim kedusha v'chachma v'das b'chol yom v'yom. Because these true tzaddikim add holiness and knowledge each and every single day to themselves. K'mo shemavur sham b'toyra, now, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas kedushas habchor. And with this also we'll understand the holiness of the firstborn. Ki b'choyer hu reishis, because the word b'choyer refers to the first, loshen haschola, beginning. Vereishis, loshen haschola, vereishis, beginning, and both terms mean beginning. Sheze ikar hakedusha shel isha Yisraeli. And this is actually the main holiness of the Jewish people. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a new explanation that he hasn't mentioned, you know, in this halacha so far. And in order to do it, he wants to redefine the word b'chor, that b'chor means first. B'chor means beginning, a new beginning. For a couple that's married, when they have a b'chor, this is a whole new beginning in their lives. This is their first child, a whole major revolution in their lives, right? And we know the Torah tells us that the b'chor is holy, the firstborn is holy. Rav Nosson Zal is going to use this to show us that the beginning is holy. Anytime a person makes a new beginning, that's very holy. Sheze ikar hakedusha shel isha Yisraeli. This is the main holiness of a Jew. Shetzorech lehizgaber lehizchadesh b'chol yoim. A Jew has to try very hard to renew himself every day. Lahaschil b'chol yoim mechodosh mamish. Every single day to make a brand new beginning. V'lo yipoil lo'olam lidei zikna v'seva de sitrachra. And never to allow ourselves to fall into the lethargy, the old age of the sitrachra, and be schleppy and that kind of thing. D'hainu shelo yiyeh nizkan chas v'shalom ba'avodosoy uv'maisov. That a person shouldn't get old in what he does, in his avoida, in his davening, in his learning, in his mitzvahs, and lahavdil, even in his regular things. Ubemaisov, and in his actions, hein toivim, hein roim, chas v'shalom. Whether we're talking about good deeds or bad deeds, when it comes to either one, you're not allowed to get old in it, you're not allowed to get used to anything, and just, rak tzorech lischadesh b'chol yoim. A Jew has to renew himself every single day, ke'ilu hayoyim noilad, as if I was just born today. K'mayshom Rabbeinu Zal beis shegila Torah zois, as Rabbeinu Zal said at the time that he was teaching this chapter of Likutei Moran, that this halach is based on, chapter 4. She'osur le'odom lihiyoy zokein. A Jew is not allowed to be old. Afilu tzaddik v'chosid. Even a tzaddik or a chosid. Osur lihiyoy zokein bavoidosoy. Is not allowed to be old in his serving Hashem, in his doing mitzvahs, in his studying Torah. But rather, rak lahaschil b'kol pa'am mechodosh. But rather, every single day has to be a brand new beginning, as if it's the first time I'm doing it. Mikol shkein, how much more so? Haktanim b'mayla, people who are on a low level, people who are not tzaddikim or chassidim, they for sure have to make a new beginning every day because they know that till now they haven't really been doing it right. So they for sure have to say, you know what, today I'm going to start fresh and this time I'm going to try to get it right. Mikol shkein, how much more so than that even, hagruim mamish, people who are really bad. Shebevadai osur lahem beisur chomor liyos beineim kizikeinim. They for sure are super forbidden to consider themselves old in their ways. I'm used to this. I've been doing this my whole life. None of that garbage. Ke'ilu hem kvar zikeinim b'maseim horoim chasashon. As if they're already old in their evil deeds. Ve'ief sholohem lo shavoid chasashon. And they can't change anymore, chasashon. Forbidden. Treif. Rak tzrichin lizgabra b'chol yoy mechodosh. But rather a Jew has to strengthen himself every day. Brand new, v'lishkoyach kol ha'avar, and to forget the entire past. Rakiilu noildu hayoy mechodosh, but rather to have an attitude as if today I'm born new, newborn. V'zeh ikar zikna dikdusha, and this is called getting old in holiness. This is called a holy old age. Kishemaschilin b'chol yoy mechodosh, when the person takes every day as a whole new beginning. Umaisifin b'chol yoyim kedusha v'das, and every single day the person adds new kedusha, new das. Whether it's going to the mikveh, whether it's davening, whether it's doing mitzvahs, making a bracha on food. V'alkei, well, and certainly learning new things, learning new Torah every day. V'alkein nekroim kol Yisrael b'chayrim. And it's for this reason that the term b'chayr is used about the entire Jewish people. K'may shekosuv b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. My son, my firstborn, the Jewish people. Person would say, hey, that's ridiculous. That's incorrect grammar. Firstborn means firstborn. Every Jew is not a firstborn. If a family has 17 kids, you're not going to tell me they're all firstborns, right? Wrong. Rav Nosna says wrong. In Judaism, every Jew has to be firstborn. Every single day you're first being born today. Today's your first day. Kizeh ikar kedushas Yisrael. Because this is the real essence of the holiness and the success of the Jewish people. Shaloyu zekeinim de sitrach rachas Hashem. That we shouldn't allow ourselves to fall into the old age that the Yetzirah wants us to fall into. Shenim shochim mimelech zokein uksil, which comes from the old foolish king. That's a nickname for the Yetzirah that the Pasuk uses in Koheles. Shehem bechinas ktsar yomim svaroiges. This refers to those old people whose days are very short. Their days have very little in them, very little accomplishment, and full of anger, full of complaints. But rather, rak yischatshu b'chol yoyim. But rather, the Jewish people, we're supposed to renew ourselves every single day. Ke'ilu noildu hayoyim. As if I was just born today. Today is my first day on the job. Shezeu b'chinas b'choer. That's the definition of the word b'choer, firstborn. B'chinas reishis v'haschola b'chol pam. New beginning every time. Shezehu ikar hazikna digdusha. This is the definition of zikna, of a holy zikna. V'alkei nifta habachor mi ben chodesh. And this is why we do the pidyon habachor only after the child is a month old. כי בכל חודש מסחדשס הלבונה. Because every single month, the moon renews itself. It starts over again from the beginning. וישראל מוינן ללבונה. And the Jewish people, we count our days according to the moon. כי זה עיקר קדושת ישראל. Because once again, רב נוסן זל keeps pounding and pounding. He can't say this enough times. This is the main thing of Judaism, of Klal Yisrael. Shehi mischatshim b'chol pam. To renew ourselves all the time, brand new. Kamoi halavona, just like the moon. That doesn't stay in one place. It's getting larger, getting smaller. It's always new. V'alkein heimasidim lehischadesh kamoisa. And this is why we say in the Birchas HaChodesh, in the Kiddush Levana that we say that the Jewish people are going to be renewed just like the moon. Ki kol echod, kemoi sheizgaber lechadesh atzmoi b'chol pam, because each and every single Jew, to the degree that they try their best to renew ourselves all the time, kemoi ken yizke lo'osid lechadesh nafshe letoiva. Based on that, we'll be zoche in the future to renew our soul. Bebechinas tischadesh kanesher nu reichi. As the Pasuk says, renew yourself, renew your youth, like the nesher, like the special bird that renews itself. V'alkein ikar kedushas rosh chodesh v'alidei hazikeinim digdusha. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand another interesting thing. Why, when it comes to the new moon, it's specifically a team of elders that have to get together to decide when Rosh Chodesh should be. The Zekenim of Kedusha, Sheyoidim Soid Hoibur. It's not just regular rabbis, it's rabbis who are on a level that they know the secret of Ibur, the secret of the intercalcation, you know, of the calendar, the Jewish calendar. Sheheim Koivin Hachadoshim. They're the ones who establish our months for us, whether it should be 29 days or 30 days. Ki zekenim digdusho b'chinas zoken zekon ha-chochmo heim b'chinas hischatshus b'chol pam b'gdushos v'dos hespora. Because these holy elders, they are the symbol of this renewal, always renewing yourself in holiness and in serving Hashem. Shezehu b'chinas kedushas Rosh Chodesh. This is the whole concept of the holiness of Rosh Chodesh, Shu Chidesh HaLavona, the new moon. Shehu Soid HaYibur, this is the secret of knowing how to deal with the Jewish calendar. Sholoi Nimsar Elo LaZekeinen, which was given over only to those true elders of Kiddusha. Zekon HaChachma, people who have a high level of Chachma. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ki hi chochmaschem uvinaschem, because this is your true chochma and bina, this knowledge of the moon and of the new month. V'alkein nifteh habechor miben chodesh, and this is why we wait till the child is a month old to do the pidyon, ki ze ikar hapidyon. Iker kedushas habchor b'chinas chodosh, because this is the whole concept of the pidyon haben, of the holiness of the bechor, new lehischadesh b'chol pam, to renew ourselves all the time. Shezeh b'chinas kedushas hazokin dekdusha. This is the whole concept of the holiness of our Jewish elders, that they're always young and fresh. We say in Mizmor Shilei Mashabbos at the end, Oid yenuvun b'seva d'sheinim v'rananim yiyu. That our elders will continue speaking in their old age, Oy Yinuv Meseva, Deshenim V'rananim Yiyu. They'll be fresh and young. This is how a Jewish elder is. Those people who had the privilege of knowing Zekenim of Kedusha, names like Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechon Avrocha, or all the tzaddikim, the elders. You see these people, there was never a concept. You know, every day was a whole new experience of life for them. It wasn't death. You know, we see older people who are waiting to die, and every day you see them dying. You see them living in death. You know, there's no life to them. They're eating and they're talking and is lifeless, because And you see other people where they're full of life. They're full of das and chokhmah. Every moment of their life is das, knowing what bracha to make, divrei Torah, all kinds of special things. Shebishvil zeh bo ha-pidyon. And this is the reason for the pidyon. Shubachinas tzedakah, which we said is a form of tzedakah, kedei lahalois hayomim hanefulim shel hazakenim she'enam roi, in order to correct the fallen days, the empty days, of those elders who are not living their old age properly. Shenoflod b'china zikna de sidrachra, who have fallen into the zikna of the other side. She'enam moisifin kedusha b'chol yoyim. They do not add holiness every day of their lives. So we're trying to elevate those fallen days. Ulahamshech kedushas hazokein de kedusha, and to draw upon ourselves the holiness of the true elder, the elder of holiness. Shemeschadesh b'chol yoyim, who renews himself every day. Shezeo b'chinas b'chor, and that's what the word b'chor means. First, new. B'chinas reishis v'haschola, b'chinas b'ni b'chor Yisrael, which the entire Jewish nation is called b'chor, if we live this way. If every day is new, if we're young and fresh. Shaydezeh nichna metzach anochosh. Through this, we bring about the defeat of the Metzach HaNochosh, v'nezgale Metzach HaRotzayim, and we reveal and broadcast the Metzach HaRotzayim, the highest level of kindness and holiness. Shaydezeh nishma koil hakriya shel HaRotzayim. And this is what allows the announcement, the declaration that our Jewish holidays make, declaring that everything that's going on is only through Rotzayim Hashem. This is what allows that announcement to be heard far and wide. Now Rav Nosson Zal jumps back for a moment to the topic of tefillin. V'zeh b'chinas tefillin sheheim b'meitzach. Now you'll understand why tefillin, which we spoke about earlier, just like the Kohen Gadol had that tzitz that he wore on his forehead, and the tzitz was al meitzach harotzoin, you know, l'rotzoin lefnei Hashem, every single Jew wears tefillin by the meitzach, right above the meitzach, right above the forehead. Kedei legalois meitzach harotzayim, in order to reveal and broadcast that meitzach harotzayim, lekasher hisgalus harotzayim shenizgala beitzias Mitzrayim, to attach that revelation of rotzayim that was revealed when the Jews came out of Egypt, lekashroi lebechinas meitzach harotzayim, to attach it to the meitzach harotzayim. Ki haparshias shel tefillin medabrim yitzias Mitzrayim, because what's inside the tefillin? Inside the tefillin, you have those parchments which are speaking about the Jews leaving Egypt. V'shehakoyel b'ritzoni yisborach. And they show, by telling the story of how the Jews leave Egypt, we're reminded that everything is only the rotzon of Hashem. There's no such thing as teva. V'alkein parsha rishoyno hi kadesh liko b'chor. And this is why the first parsha that's in the tefillin is the one that speaks about the sanctity of the b'chor, of the firstborn. Ki zeh ikar b'chinas tefillin, because this is the main thing, this is what tefillin is all about. Shein b'chinas hischatshus hamoichin b'chol yoyim. The Zohar HaKodesh Ne'arizal tell us when a Jew puts on tefillin in the morning every day, it shows that we're receiving a new package of brains, of moichin, of sechel, for that day. Shein b'chinas ischachem ki'ilu noilat hayoyim, as if I'm being born today. Shezeh b'chinas b'choyer, b'chinas reishis kanal. V'ayin b'hilchis tefillin al pi ha-toyra shel arichas apayim v'al pi ha-maisa shel hu'iver. Rav Nosson Zal says, look back in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, hilchis tefillin, I believe it's Halacha Hey, which Rabbeinu Zal bases, I'm sorry, which Rav Nosson Zal bases on the story of the blind beggar in Sipur Maaseis, the one who said, I'm very, very old and I'm very, very young, and also based on chapter 155 in Likutei Moharan that speaks about Arichas Apayim, patience. Shom mevur kol inyan zeh barichus nifla. There, you'll find this whole last paragraph that we mentioned here explained at great length in an incredible, incredible way.